Lockheed Martin has chosen the Kodiak Launch Complex for West Coast launches of its proposed Athena 3 rocket. Friday's announcement comes as lawmakers in Juneau are debating the merits of funding Alaska Aerospace, which operates the Kodiak Launch facility. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield has more.
In order for the Kodiak Launch Complex to accommodate the Athena 3, Lockheed Martin and Alaska Aerospace are seeking $100 million in financing to expand Kodiak's facility to have medium-lift launch capability. Governor Sean Parnell said Friday that he'll submit a capital budget request for $25 million from the legislature toward the cost of expansion. That's in addition to the $8 million in operational expenses they're currently seeking. Last spring, Alaska Aerospace released a report that said the corporation could generate $250 million annually in direct and indirect economic impacts by 2018. Alaska Aerospace Chief Executive Officer Dale Nash says the investment could be a generational win.
We see this as a strong opportunity to see if the medium lift market pans out. And if it does, we will be launching rockets with the capability up to four times of what we do right now.
But the announcement doesn't hold much sway with Kodiak Representative Alan Osterman, who is also a non-voting member of the Alaska Aerospace Board. The partnership wasn't news to Osterman, who during a press conference last week said the board was discussing shutting down or selling off the corporation if a significant contract was not secured this year. The facility made only one launch last year. Osterman says that he won't be more supportive without a definite contract.
The announcement that they've made is that Lockheed wants to come to Alaska. Lockheed wants to launch out of there. And the whole issue of whether they've got the actual customers for their payloads and those things are still being worked out.
Lockheed Martin's Athena program manager, Al Simpson, is optimistic about bringing the rocket to Kodiak.
The opportunity is very exciting because when we start working industrial base and looking for supply chain, and one of the things we've been talking about is we will do that in Alaska. That's that economic footprint that I think is very important for the state. And it also works the diversification, into an aerospace and defense kind of sector. So those are all key elements of what we're planning on doing going forward.
If all goes as planned, the Athena 3 could be launching from Kodiak's facility as soon as 2014. In Kodiak, I'm Jennifer Canfield.